This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious holy name of Jesus. I've been talking about warfare, spiritual warfare, learning strategy, learning prayer, learning to be led by the Spirit of God, because children, this is the time to fight. If you have ever fought for a working of the Spirit of God, if you've ever fought for your nation, if you've ever come together in one mind and one accord and prayed for our nation and for this evil to be put down, then it's now. And I don't know, you know, I do these videos sometimes 2 or 3 weeks in advance, so I don't know, as I get into prayer and studying prayer and studying war, I don't know how the situation in our nation is going to evolve as these videos come out, because sometimes we schedule them 2 or 3 weeks in advance, especially if we're going to be on the road ministering or doing other things in ministry. So I might make reference to something. The situation may be already resolved. But one thing that you need to know is spiritual warfare. You need to know spiritual warfare. You need to know what it's about. You need to know how to deal with it, how to get involved in it. You need to know how to engage the enemy. You know, there's things in the military they call rules of engagement. And I may do a message on that, rules of engagement, because we right now are facing an enemy that's trying to divide our nation, trying to destroy all the gains we've made in the spirit during this coronavirus, doing God having us in lockdown and bringing us together in a unity. And there's people made great strides that if you don't grab hold and take hold of what the Spirit is working and doing, and you don't begin to learn war and ask God to teach you warfare, you're going to miss out and lose the ground that you've gained during this lockdown that our nation has been in the month of March, April, and now into May. And we're coming out of this thing, children. I told people in a snap of fingers, I said, just like that, something's going to happen. It's going to turn this thing. And all you're hearing about is the trouble in our nation. And this is the enemy. This is not something God's allowed. This is something the enemy has got in and brought forward through the emotion and the hatred in people's hearts. And I believe a lot of it's caused by disobedience, where people did not take the word of the Lord that came forth on March the 22nd seriously. They didn't get in and seek God. They didn't get in and cry out for unity. They didn't get in and cry out for God to knit our hearts together in one mind for one accord. And now what's happening is the devil's trying division. He saw the weakness in God's people. And any time the devil sees a weakness or a chink in your armor, he's going to come in and try to do you harm. So we need to learn war. We need to learn how to fight. And I'm going to Psalms 144. And I want to read these scriptures. God put these scriptures in my spirit years ago. This was back in the 70s. And I sat up in bed one night. I come out of a sound sleep. I sat up in bed and woke up. And I had my hands up in the air like this. And I was doing this right here. And the Spirit was praying out of me. And I was crying out, Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. So I'm going to go to Psalms 144, and that's going to be the base of the scripture for this session with you. I pray you're doing well. I pray you're taking these words of warfare, putting them in action in your life, and learning to fight, learning strategy, learning warfare, learning how to put the battle in action, learning how to order the battle. And I'll get into those things as days go by, but from Psalms 144, and I'm going to read verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. This is a prayer that David prayed, and he asked the Lord. He said, teach my hands to war. Teach my fingers to fight. You know, when David first came to Saul's armies, his brother was there in battle. They were facing Goliath. And back then, they used to set the battle in array in a valley, and it's like each army would camp on the hillside over the valley. And this the Lord showed me years ago. It was back in the 2005 or 6. I can't remember what year, but the Lord showed me this, and he said, this is where David wrote the 23rd Psalm. This is what he was talking about, is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, because when they came down to that battle and each one of those armies met in that valley, it was a valley that had the shadow of death over it, because many people were going to lose their lives that day if God didn't stand up for them. And that's why David wrote in there, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And David said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Right in the presence of my enemies, the goodness of God is prepared before me for me to be a partaker of. And you are going to anoint my head with oil. And the goodness and the mercy of God is going to follow me and be with me all the days of my life. So that is where that part of that psalm come from, was David. He first went out to see his brothers in battle. He was the youngest of seven, and he went out to the battle, and that's where he met Goliath, and that was David's first time facing any kind of physical battle or conflict against another human being. He'd faced the lion and won, he'd faced the bear and won, but he knew God was with him, and he faced down Goliath, and when he hit him with that rock, it stunned him. Goliath fell down on his face, and David went out there and took Goliath's own sword and cut his head off with it. And then David became a man of war, a young man that was tender in heart, loved God, prayed to God much, and he got to going into war with Saul's men, and he got to learning war, and he got to learning how to do battle. And this was David's prayer in Psalms 144. And one, when he said, Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. We need to pray for God to teach our spiritual hands to war and our fingers to fight and bring us forward fit to go to war. I pray this word's getting in your spirit. I pray there's a stir of the Spirit of God setting down inside of you and building a fire. And may God bless you till our next session.